Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, March 24th. Selwyn Hicks plans to run for the Liberal Party in the upcoming provincial election in Bruce Gray Owen Sound. Hicks, who is a lawyer, Hanover deputy mayor, and Gray County warden, has been a municipal politician since 2006. Hicks also ran in the 2007 provincial election. Progressive Conservative Bill Murdoch was re-elected in that contest. Hicks is set to be acclaimed at tonight's virtual Liberal Riding Association meeting. Diane Minnie Jakes has been appointed to fill the vacant Port Elgin Ward seat on Saugeen Shores Council. The town put out a public notice in early March advertising the vacancy on council after Kristen Schreider stepped down from the role to become Saugeen Shores Community Services Director. Jakes ran in the 2018 municipal election for one of the two Port Elgin Ward seats in Saugeen Shores, finishing third in the vote behind Schreider and Jamie Smith. This is the second seat filled on Saugeen Shores Council by appointment in recent months. In November 2021, retired broadcaster John Davinsky was selected as a new ward councillor in Southampton after John Rich resigned. Bruce Gray Owen Sound Conservative MP Alex Ruff is panning the supply and confidence agreement reached between the federal Liberal government and the New Democrats.
We want it to be, you know, strong debate and make sure that the best is coming forward. And basically what's happened is the NDP have basically thrown that out, and now they're, we're just going to pass whatever the Liberals want.
The agreement reached between the federal Liberals and NDP will see the New Democrats prop up the minority government to keep it in power through June 2025 in exchange for movement on some of the NDP's policy priorities, such as a national dental care program. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh said Tuesday it's not a carte blanche. He says the NDP will remain an opposition party. Ruff brings up the issue of time allocation, noting the NDP will now support the Liberals on a number of programming motions which allocate only a certain number of hours left to debate a bill. Ruff is concerned some MPs who may have wanted to speak to an issue won't get to do so. Ukraine's Navy says it has destroyed a Russian supply ship which was docked at the occupied port of Berdyansk. Russia has been in possession of the port in southern Ukraine since February 27th. NATO estimates that 7,000 to 15,000 Russian soldiers have been killed in 4 weeks of war in Ukraine. The figures from NATO represent the alliance's first public estimate of Russian casualties since the invasion began. Hanover Police Chief Chris Knoll says it might be a first, a theft in progress of an entire garden shed. He shared on Twitter a picture of a person carting the shed up Hanover's main downtown street with a pallet jack. Knoll says, thanks to citizens who called police, the suspect was stopped. The police chief says it turns out the garden shed was stolen from the other end of town and was later returned to its rightful owner. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 5 points to 21,937. The Dow Jones is up 349 points. Our dollar is trading at 79.76 U.S. cents, up 15 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $111.34, down $3.59 a barrel. In sports, the Canadian men's national soccer team could officially book its ticket to the 2022 Qatar World Cup tonight. Canada is taking on Costa Rica at 10 this evening to open the final window of CONCACAF qualifying. The Canadian side is currently top of the table. A few different possibilities tonight could put them into the World Cup. The simplest, a win over Costa Rica, or a Panama loss to Honduras. Canada has not qualified for the World Cup since 1986. 10 games in the NHL tonight, including Montreal, where the Canadiens are hosting the Florida Panthers. Saturday, the Toronto Maple Leafs will be in Montreal after yesterday's 3-2 win over the New Jersey Devils. In the Ontario Hockey League, it's an off day for the Owen Sound Attack ahead of tomorrow's road game against the London Knights. The Attack are currently on a 13-game point streak. In the NBA, the Toronto Raptors host the Cleveland Cavaliers at 7 tonight. The Toronto Blue Jays have reportedly agreed to a deal with Colorado that would see outfielder Randall Grichuk and cash sent to the Rockies for two players. And at the Women's World Curling Championship in Prince George, BC, Canada beat the United States 9-3 this morning. We take on Korea this evening. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Grey Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.